Well, Hapag-Lloyd is the fifth largest container carrier in the world. So we're very pleased that they selected Maryland to put this new service in. And it will be upwards of 30,000 new containers that we don't see today, which will generate a lot of jobs.
Often will we see the ships coming into the port? Will Hapag-Lloyd be bringing the ships into the port of Baltimore?
We'll see the ships probably mid to late February. They're nice size ships. They're pretty big ships in the 2,600 to 3,400 TEU size. So that's a good size container ship by today's standards.
Any new jobs at the port?
There will be many new jobs. You know, 30,000 containers is a 10% increase over our existing business. So just by this one line alone, providing this new service here, our numbers should go up by 10% for the public marine terminals.
Increase by 10%. I mean, how many jobs is that in terms of, is that hundreds?
I couldn't tell you right now how many. It will be hundreds of jobs. We have the multipliers for that, but I don't have them at my fingertips by commodity. I can't tell you exactly how many jobs that would be.
Fair enough.
We can get back to you.
If you would. I'd appreciate you if you would get back to us, you know, with just like an approximation.
Sure.
Of that. That would be great. Now, 2011, as we mentioned at the top of the interview, it's been a big year for the port. I know the cruise business is expanding. There are other new companies coming here. How would you assess the way the port has been in 2011, and what's your prediction for 2012?
We've had a very good year in 2011. Just about all of our targeted commodities were up. Containers were up about 4%. Automobiles just continue to amaze me. We're up about 16% in automobiles. The roll-on-roll-off business, which is heavy machinery and farm equipment, which moves from Caterpillar, Case, and John Deere, overseas, we've actually seen a 52% increase in our roll-on-roll-off business, and we are the largest port in the United States for roll-on-roll-off cargo. So it's been a very, very good year. We extended a cruise agreement with Carnival Cruise Lines for 5 more years, and we have a commitment from Royal to have weekly sailings right through the summer of 2013, and we expect to extend that as well. So 2 cruises a week from Maryland is pretty neat.
Year-round, too.
Year-round.
And back to the Hapag-Lloyd story for a minute. I understand this is going to be the first and so far only U.S. port of call for the company, right?
That's what they've announced so far, that Baltimore will be the first port of call, which is very important for us. Right now, we're not the first port of call. We're either a second or third port of call. And a first port of call from a foreign destination is very important because it actually produces additional cargoes for you. We will get, naturally, the local consumption. We got the third largest consumer group in the country, so the consumption here is big. What we have been unable to do is attract discretionary cargo. Discretionary cargo is cargo that can move over any U.S. East Coast. I'll give you an example of that. Cargo moving to Chicago can come off in New York, Philadelphia, Norfolk, Baltimore, move out by rail to Chicago. We've always been at a disadvantage because of the Howard Street Tunnel. We can only do single stack containers on trains where all of our competitors can do double stack. The CSX was very aggressive in being a partner in this. They priced into it on the rail side, and really that's what helped us get this business here. It was aggressive pricing by our partner Ports America, as well as the CSX Railroad stepping to the plate and really helping out here.